Do you know what these words mean? Eepelpay, Eekspay, Ifrent Day, Anguages Lay. These crazy-sounding words are part of a make-pretend language called Pig Latin. In Pig Latin, these words mean people speak different languages. Do you know someone who speaks a different language? Sometimes people speak and make pretend languages like Pig Latin. Other times, people speak real languages that lots of people know. They speak languages like Zulu, Spanish, English, and Chinese. Have you ever wondered how all the different languages got here? The Bible tells us the answer. After the flood, Noah's sons had families with lots of children. These children grew up and had their own children. After a while, lots of people lived on the earth again. How many languages do you think the people had back then? Take a guess. You might think they had lots of languages too, but the people only had one language, so it was very easy to talk and work together. God had a special plan for the people. God wanted the people to live in lots of different places all over the earth. But the people did not want to move to different places. They all wanted to live together in one place. The people thought their plan was better than God's plan. One day, the people talked to each other in the same language. They said,
"Let's build ourselves a big city with a tower way up to the sky. Then we can all live in the city together. Everyone will see our tall tower and talk about how great we are."
The people started building. Tap, tap. They thought they were strong and very smart. They thought they were even smarter and stronger than God. Bang, bang. The people pounded the bricks into place. But God saw what the people were doing, and he didn't like it. He knew they would just keep doing things their own way instead of God's way. So God mixed up their language so they couldn't talk to each other anymore. Now, instead of just one language, there were many different languages on the earth. Tap, tap, bang, bang. Then the pounding stopped. Think how hard it would be to play a game or build a fort with your friends if you all spoke a different language. You wouldn't understand each other. That's what it was like for the people in the city of Babel. They had to stop building the tower. Then God sent the people out of Babel to live in lots of different places all over the earth. So, there's your answer. That's how all the different languages got here. We have different languages because a group of people did not want to do things God's way. God's way is always the best way. Did you know we can only get to heaven by following God's way? Jesus is God's only way to heaven. Do you know Jesus today? Be sure to talk to your Sparks leader or your parents or guardian to find out how to know Jesus and go to heaven. Sparkies, here's what you need to remember. God's way is always the best way. Jesus is God's only way to heaven.